A refreshing afternoon. KSL News Time, 3:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Park City Wildlife Group is left confused why their plan to build a wildlife crossing on SR-224 was ultimately rejected by UDOT following years of meetings and studies pointing toward that solution. I'm KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera.
Second, BYU has hired a men's basketball coach. It's the Phoenix Suns associate coach, Kevin Young. He'll reportedly make $30 million over 7 years. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
It's a vehicle fire in Murray, southbound I-15 at the I-215 junction. All but the right lane of traffic is blocked. We've got a lot of emergency crews on this one, and it may take a little bit for it to be cleared. Right now, you have stop-and-go delays creeping past 4500 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A nice rebound from yesterday's rain and cool weather. We'll be back to the 60s. I'm Matt Johnson.
60 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson facing backlash after signaling he'll bring up separate votes on funding bills, including for Ukraine and Israel. Hardline Republicans are threatening a recall vote. And House Republicans voted to impeach Homeland Secretary Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the migrant crisis. House managers delivered the articles of impeachment against Mayorkas to the Senate. It's not known if the Democratic-led Senate will take up the resolution. This is ABC News.
And now the in-depth on KSL. Six jurors have now been seated at Donald Trump's hush money trial. The former president back in a New York City courtroom this afternoon. The prosecution and his lawyers are siphoning through the crowd of potential jurors. Joining me live from New York, ABC News correspondent Dave Packer. So Dave, do we know anything about these six jurors who've been selected?
We do a little bit. And by the way, this just coming to us, the seventh juror has now been seated in the case as they adjourned for the day in the courtroom. They went a bit long today, but they did accomplish what they did not accomplish yesterday, was pick a good number of jurors. So they've made up a little bit of time, which is good. This seventh juror, by the way, born in North Carolina, he's the second lawyer, which is interesting, who's been seated. Both of the people who are seated who are lawyers are civil lawyers, and the other one says he doesn't really know virtually anything about this criminal law. So also we have, you know, it's a kind of a wide variety here. There's a nurse, there is a salesperson, there is an IT consultant. There's actually two computer IT type people on the jury. So it's shaping up.
Now, they all didn't say Donald Trump. Trump who? They know something about this case walking in, right?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't not only know who Donald Trump is, but have an opinion about Donald Trump? It would be impossible to pick a jury, you know, and would you really want somebody who doesn't know who the president was for 4 years? The real issue here is, can these people put that all aside, and can the potential jurors just judge this case on its own merits without, you know, any of their other opinions on whether they love or hate Donald Trump as a person.
How has Trump been reacting in the courtroom today? Yesterday we heard a report that he drifted off for a time. How was today?
Yeah, he did. And I could tell you that, you know, what was happening yesterday does kind of go on and on. And today was a little more engaging because they were asking those questions as they narrowed things down to a smaller group of potential jurors. And so he was paying attention. He was making eye contact with a few. He did smirk at one of the potential jurors. And obviously, if you're one of the folks in the jury box, that might be a little bit intimidating as you answer questions, not just from the questionnaire, but then, you know, questions from both the prosecution and the attorney, the defendant's attorney, I should say.
And some of those questions about the guy who's sitting there at the defendant table, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So and again, you know, some of them got into, you know, I'm not a fan of things he said. One person said he liked his buildings. You know, these are all interesting asides. But one of the things that the defense was doing was, as soon as they were getting the names of the people in the jury box who were potential jurors, they were looking up to see if they had any social media posts that might have been derogatory towards the former president. And some of that came up, and that was used to dismiss one juror, but the judge allowed another juror to stay.
And this will continue for a bit as we get to 12 jurors and the alternates right now. As Dave tells us, we're at 7. ABC News correspondent Dave Packer.